Okay, so have you ever like scrolled through Instagram and just felt like completely single?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like everyone else has this picture-perfect love life and you're just, over here swiping left on dating apps?
Just like everyone's found the secret formula except us.
Right. Like what are we missing?
Exactly.
Well, today we are diving into this blog post, Live, Laugh, Love, and Lipstick by the Mindful Modern Mistress. And let me tell you, she does not hold back when it comes to modern romance.
No, she doesn't.
She calls it a minefield.
Yeah, she really
And
does.
honestly, I think she might be onto something. So we're going to break it all down, figure out how to navigate this whole dating landscape, especially if you're, a strong, independent woman who knows her worth.
Right, because those old-fashioned dating rules just don't apply anymore.
They really don't. So one thing this blogger, the Mindful Modern Mistress, points out is this weird paradox. We're like drowning in these perfect pictures of couples on social media.
Oh, yeah, the perfectly curated lives, the engagement announcements every other day. It's a lot.
Right. And it's like we're supposed to find the one, like right now.
And the clock's ticking, you know?
Right. But then we're also supposed to be these strong, independent women who
Yeah.
don't need a partner to be happy.
It's like trying to hit a moving target in the dark.
Yes. And to top it off, we're supposed to find this perfect person through dating apps, which, let's be honest, can feel super
Oh,
superficial.
absolutely. It's like you're judging potential life partners based on like six pictures and a carefully crafted bio.
It's like shopping for, I don't know, a vintage lamp online. You can kind of see it, but you don't really know what you're going to get.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
speaking of labels, she dives into this whole cougar thing.
Right.
Older woman, younger man. What's your take on that?
You know, it's interesting because she actually reclaims the term a little bit. She sees it as this kind of empowerment. Women refusing to let society dictate who they can and can't date.
I like that. Because it shouldn't matter,
Fitting
right? Love
back.
is love.
Exactly.
But,
Yeah.
on the flip side, there are still those who are clinging to that traditional fairy tale romance.
The Prince Charming fantasy.
Yeah. But, like, is that even realistic anymore?
Well, and that's what's so interesting about her take on it. It's not about throwing away the fairy tale altogether, but about recognizing that it's just that, a fairy tale.
Right. Like a starting point.
Exactly. Real life is messy, relationships are complicated, and expecting Prince Charming to sweep you off your feet might leave you disappointed.
And endlessly kissing frogs.
Probably a lot of frogs. Yeah.
So then there are those of us who, are maybe not waiting for a prince, but we are busy building our own empires.
You boss babes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how do you balance a demanding career with, wanting a fulfilling love life?
Right, and that's where that self-care piece comes in, which she stresses a lot. It's about knowing your boundaries, setting aside time for yourself because you can't pour from an empty cup.
So true.
It's about prioritizing your needs and making sure you're showing up for yourself as much as you do for your work, for your partner, for everyone else.
Which I think ties into her three big pieces of advice: authenticity, self-love, and humor.
Those are her pillars.
Yes, starting with authenticity.
Because, like we were talking about with social media, it's so easy to present this curated version of ourselves, but that's not going to lead to any genuine connections.
No, you got to be yourself, quirks and all.
Exactly. She even tells this funny story about going on a date in like her comfiest clothes, no makeup, and basically saying, "Look, this is me, take it or leave it." And it actually led to this amazing connection because it was real.
I love that. See, honesty, the best policy.
Right. But that takes us to self-love because being that authentic requires a certain level of confidence.
It's true, because when you're constantly questioning your worth, it's hard to show up as your true self, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You start to dim your own light to fit in, but what you really need to do is let it shine. Celebrate your accomplishments, embrace your flaws, be kind to yourself, especially when dating feels tough.
It's like she says, you have to be your own biggest cheerleader. And when you are, that's when the right people will be drawn to you.
Exactly. Because they're not just seeing what you want them to see, they're seeing the real you.
And then there's humor. Because let's be honest, dating can be a wild ride.
It can be a roller coaster, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But being able to laugh at the awkward moments, the bad dates, even your own missteps, it makes the whole thing a lot more enjoyable.
It's like having a good sense of humor is your emotional armor out there.
100%. It helps you bounce back from rejection, it keeps things light, and it makes you more fun to be around. Who doesn't love someone who makes them laugh?
Right, exactly. So basically, to find love in the age of Instagram, you just have to be yourself, love yourself, and laugh a little.
easier said than done, maybe. But she makes a really interesting final point. It's not just about finding a partner, it's about swiping right on your own life.
Ooh, I like that. What does that even mean?
It means figuring out what makes you happy, what you're passionate about, what brings you joy, and prioritizing those things. Because when you're living a life you love, you become this magnet for other people who are doing the same.
So you're saying forget the dating apps and just focus on yourself.
Not necessarily forget them, but maybe shift the focus a little bit. Instead of looking for someone to complete you, look for someone who complements the amazing life you've already built.
Love that. Swipe right on yourself. I think the mindful modern mistress would approve.
I think she would.